Good morning and welcome to the Tuesday Morning Show, where ASI's most outspoken editors talk promo products. I'm Andy Cohen, editor of Counselor Magazine, and we have a great show planned for you today.
Great.
What are we talking about, Joe? We're going to be talking about
a lot of things. We got a lot. We got a full agenda here.
Okay. We're going to be talking about proven strategies for finding new clients. So if you have any questions about how to get some new business, we're getting ready to take your calls in a little bit. Give us a ring at 215-953-4979. In the meantime, Joe Haley, how are you today?
I'm terrific, Andy. How are you?
I'm doing all right. You know, it's fall.
It's fall.
It doesn't feel like
football season.
I'd rather it feel like fall.
How's your Jets?
They stink.
How are the Eagles?
I would use
the other day?
Other words.
That was awful. The Eagles are awful.
I know.
Football, it doesn't really exist anymore, right?
It's
done.
The
season's done for 2014. Kathy, how are you today?
I'm pretty good.
You're right back from Jamaica, isn't
yeah,
that right?
Yeah.
Did you have a nice time there?
I had a great time.
And you're still sleeping, I see.
I am.
Okay, good.
Where did you guys stay?
Sandals Royal Caribbean.
Oh,
yeah, that
nice.
Doesn't sound terrible.
No.
How come you didn't take me?
Next time, Andy.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah.
And Michelle Bell, how are you today?
I'm good.
You're questioning. You said that good as if it was a question.
I'm aggravated. I'm aggravated with someone at ASI, and they're going to get it
what
by the end
you
of the day.
Wait,
they're going to get
one
it.
Person?
Yeah. Yeah, so, yeah. This is something new,
they're
people.
They're going to get it by
this
the end of
never
the day.
Happens. This never happens.
Then by the end of the day, Michelle will be all sweet and happy.
Yeah.
After I take this person
she'll
to
She'll let
task.
It out.
Right?
And then yeah. There you go. That's how she rolls.
Well, save it for the next half hour. We'll be nice here, and then afterwards you can go crazy.
Yes, you guys will only get happy, joyful. Michelle 2.0.
Yeah, right.
Happy,
and
joyful.
That model's still got a lot
Michelle
of in
2.0.
It.
All right. We also have Vinny Driscoll answering your calls today and Kathleen on the board. Do we have a sound? No, we got no sound. She's worried about
wait,
something
wait,
else.
No.
She's too preoccupied
she's,
with all sorts of other
today.
Things. Clicking pens and rattling fingers on things. All right, Joe, what else is on tap for today's show?
Andy, we have the top 10 hiring myths. Myths, not tips, but myths.
Seems like a tough word for you to say.
Myths.
Myths.
Why packaging isn't important as the product. So your packaging is just as important.
Is as important.
It is as important. Don't skip on the packaging, Andy.
Think Tiffany's box. Think Tiffany's box.
All right there, Happy Michelle.
Three ways underdogs can take down the competition. That's right. You're going to kneecap them. It's a little Jeff Galooly advice here.
Oh, my God.
You remember Galooly?
Just keep going. Of course I do, Tonya Harding.
The top reasons why email marketing still work. We have five tips to get your business back on track after the summer. Four types of employees who are killing your company's morale. Michelle, we also have our favorite thing. So let's start this whole show off with the industry news in 60 seconds. Andrew.
All right. Thank you, Joe. We begin this morning with supplier acquisition news. Bruce Fox has acquired fellow award supplier DYR. Following the deal, the companies will continue to use both brand names and ASI numbers in the marketplace, but DYR's production will be moving to the Bruce Fox facility in Indiana. DYR's Aaron Itzkowitz will also be joining the Bruce Fox staff. Top 40 distributor news now. BDA announced last week that it has received $75 million in funding from equity firm American Capital. BDA said it expects to use the additional financing to fund its growth and operational efforts. Check out Counselor Promogram today for full details on the deal. Top 40 supplier news now. American Apparel has named Scott Brubaker as its new interim CEO and Hassan Nafa as its chief financial officer. The two appointments are the first executive moves for the company since it was effectively taken over by equity firm Standard General. Also, American Apparel promoted Pat Honda to president of its wholesale division. General economic news now. Research firm Deloitte said last week that it is expecting growth of more than 4% in holiday retail sales this year, a jump from last year's 2.8% gain. The company is also forecasting a roughly 14% rise in online and catalog sales during the holiday season. And finally, make sure to check out the latest episode of the Joe Show and Promogram today. Joe, what is hot for today?
Andy, we got a packed show. Five fantastic promotional products.
Five fantastic promotional products.
I know I couldn't. Five fantastic.
If
what?
Kathy, if you're Kathy, if you're gonna speak on the show, Kathy,
why
Kathy,
do you have your headphones?
If you're gonna speak on this show, you might need a microphone so that others besides us might be able
Andy,
to hear
I'm
you.
I'm still under a palm tree with a cocktail.
Did you bring back a little Jamaica with you? You know what I'm talking about?
I know what you mean, Jeff.
Jeez.
If you hear something in the background today, it might be Kathy without a microphone.
She's talking to me, and I'm like not even noticing she doesn't have it on either. So.
Why did you take it off?
You have it off again. You have to keep it back. back on. All right.
Wow. Okay, we might remove Kathy from today's show, and it might just be three of us, and that would probably be okay. All right, before we go to the phones to take your calls regarding today's question, which is how to find new clients, we're going to go to our Product Safety Minute of the Week, where we have ETS Express's Leighton Lee. Leighton, how are you today?
Oh, doing well, folks. I hope all is well back east.
Yeah, we're
California.
Okay, as long as some of us talk into microphones.
Well, most of you are not taking a little sip here and there of Jamaican rum for breakfast.
That's a very good point, Leighton. Very good points. So what is on your product safety mind?
My product safety minute this morning is on rare earth magnets. And we've all heard and read the stories about buckyballs and Zen magnets and all the legal problems that they've had for the last few years. And all the compliance and enforcement action taken against both of them by the Consumer Product Safety Commission. Well, last week, the CPSC enacted a new rule or a safety standard specifically focused on these rare earth, very, very strong magnets. What they did is that they imposed a standard where if a rare earth magnet is smaller than a small part cylinder, which is a gauge that we safety geeks in the industry use to gauge the size of small parts and choking hazards, but for the rest of us, that diameter is about a tad smaller than the inside of a toilet paper roll. So imagine how big that magnet's got to be in order to be illegal to sell in the U.S. As we've all heard before, these rare earth magnets, such as buckyballs, have been involved in many, many serious injury incidents where children swallow these magnets. And if they swallow two or more of them, those magnets can bond together inside the intestines and tear the intestinal walls and cause hemorrhaging and also toxic buildup. And 2,900 injuries have been reported in the last 5 years, including one little girl who died. So this new standard that has been imposed by the CPSC is an awakening moment for us in the industry. We all in our industry have to be aware any time that we make or sell or distribute desk accessories, executive toys, and games that contain magnets, make sure your supplier is aware of the new standard so that you don't have any violations involving this new rule that was imposed last week. The rule goes into effect in about 180 days. So keep an eye out for that, and we'll talk to you next week. Michelle and Kathy, I hope you both have a wonderful day, and share that rum, please.
Well, thanks, Leighton.
All right, Leighton, thanks very much for your call.
We don't care.
I know. Leighton, you know, likes to appeal to Michelle and Kathy, I guess.
We're his demographic.
I think he just kind of feels bad for Kathy.
I'm back.
Because
welcome back.
She's obviously very confused today. So we're
I killed a few brain cells last week.
We're going to try to coach Kathy through the rest of this show as best we can. Forgive us if she doesn't do so well. All right, we're going to head to the phones now where we are answering your questions about how to find new clients. So if you have any questions about that or comments on how you do it, let us give us a call at 215-953-4979. And Joe, if we put you on the air, what are we going to give you today?
Well, we got the fabulous prize pack that has a $25 Visa gift card, the finger puppets, the hand fans, the ASI radio drinkware, and a pair of Joe Show sunglasses.
We still have all that stuff? Aren't we out of that by now?
Not yet.
Okay. We have it all. And you get a coaching manual from Kathy.
Inspirational tips from Kathy.
Fill her up.
All right. We have a couple callers.
Oh, nonsense.
We have a couple callers on the line. On line two, we have Tia. Tia, how are you today?
Hey, I'm great. I'm not as well as Kathy, though.
Nobody is as doing as well as Kathy. Okay. So what's your question for the host?
Well, sadly, I've just recently lost two very large accounts. One case, the company closed, and the other one, they severely cut their marketing budget for promotional products. So what's the girl to do? I need to start prospecting as soon as possible. If it were you, where would you look for new clients?
Joe, what's a girl to do?
Andrew, what I would do is, you know, Don Sanders is a very, very popular educator at the SI shows. He's going to tell you just go out there and cold call. I mean, he's big on the cold call. Go out and prospect. Find the local business parks. Prospect there. You know, a lot of those buildings have more than one company inside. Go prospect in there. Find your local chamber of commerce, you know, and get involved with those networking events that they have. Do communities still have, like, Lions Clubs and Kiwanis and
yeah.
stuff like that? They're mm-hmm. like business organizations that have, you know, a monthly business luncheon. So it's a good opportunity to meet some people. But you got to get out there, you know, get face-to-face.
I agree with what Joe said. I actually sat through Don Sanders' education session in Chicago, and I think it was one of the best sessions I've ever sat through, actually, in 17 mm-hmm. years, just for that reason. I like the fact of what he said about prospecting. He said he goes to within, like, a 100-mile radius of his house. He lives in Texas. He goes to every Chamber of Commerce meeting, every, you know, group cocktail party, and mm-hmm. he just prospects, and he just makes sure to zero in. He'll have a conversation with somebody and kind of zone in on if they are mm-hmm. the owner of the company. If mm-hmm. they're not, you know, he makes polite conversation and then moves on because he knows it's really the owner, the decision maker that he wants to target. Mm-hmm. And he said, you know, by the end he can come away with, you know, 5-10 business cards.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, he's done incredibly well. And then, of course, from that, he builds on referrals. Mm-hmm. You know, if he's done a great job with one person, you know, he said, well, hey, can you, you know, is there a couple people that you know in your industry that you can kind of pass along my name?
Right.
And that's really where the bulk of his business comes from. So I would encourage anybody at, you know, ASI shows in 2015, I believe he's still speaking with us, mm-hmm. to go to his sessions.
And I'd also say the company that closed, your client company that closed, those employees have to go elsewhere. So keep your connections with them.
Good point. Yeah.
Yeah. And I would add just one thing as far as picking up, like, local business journals, seeing which industries in your area are extremely prevalent, which companies are growing and hiring. There's always local business stories about companies that are succeeding right now. Those then are the markets and companies that you can, you know, like Michelle was saying, prospect after and try to target. Those are obviously companies that are going to be doing big marketing plans as they're both hiring and growing. So I would suggest doing that as well.
You know, go online also, look at your local convention and visitor bureau. What conventions, what meetings are coming into town? If it's an open convention and you can get there to exhibit, then all means, you know, by all means, if you have the capital to do that, go exhibit. If not, if you have an opportunity to walk a show floor, it's a good way, again, to make some connections.
All right, Tia, thanks for the call, and good luck to you. Hang on the line for your Visa gift card. All right, on line three, we have Alex. Alex, how are you today?
Doing well, thank you.
So what is your question for the host, Alex?
Well, I have a great roster of clients, but I've, you know, been a little bit lax in prospecting for new ones because of the roster. Any suggestions on how to get restarted in this?
Joe?
I do, actually.
Okay.
Michelle?
Yep, I went online quickly and found a couple ideas. Events that unify a group. And that could be anything from, you know, religious events to things that have to do with charities, things that bring people together for a core reason or a core idea. Mm. Because if you share those ideas, chances are, you know, people will want to get to know you better and work with you. Mm-hmm. Here's one right up Kathy's alley, wine tastings.
Oh.
Go to wine tastings. You can have fun, network, exchange business cards. Open houses, meaning have an open house at your business and invite people in. You know, have snacks, have promotional products to give away, cocktails.
Right.
You can build those around holidays, Halloween, for example. Golf tournaments, always a good way to network and meet people. And then, of course, we have some Facebook comments.
Yeah.
That may help.
Let me just, Alex, I would also suggest, like I said to our previous caller, find the biggest companies in your area, the largest local employers. See what they're doing from a marketing perspective, like Joe said, at local trade shows. You know, what are they doing at the local trade shows in your area? And, you know, then try to target them for business, because they're obviously very active in their marketing plans, and they probably have big promotions coming up within the next 4 to 6 months, and you can then provide some ideas. So I would say, you know, don't don't just limit yourself to small local businesses. The large companies in your area are doing important promotions as well. So take a look at those. All right, Alex, thanks for the call, and hang on the line so Vinny can get your information for your Visa gift card. Michelle, you said we had some comments our online followers.
We do. Ryan Shad says, you'd be amazed at the amount of potential new clients you can meet just volunteering in your community and church, something Joe has always touted.
That's kind of like what you were saying. Mm-hmm. You know, groups that bring people together, organizations that, you know, have basically exist to bring people together are great prospects for new business. And they're always doing things, charity walks, fundraisers. They're always doing things that could use promotional products.
Absolutely. David Garthwaite says, I love this, get a library card. And I'm going to read that just
get
because
a library
that's so
card.
Great. But what he's saying is use the reference USA business listings with over 24 million USA business listings. Refine your target by using an advanced search and go after the exact market, business size, and location that's best for you.
I'm not sure you need a library card
for
those.
It's cute that he said that.
Yeah. You can
so
definitely
cute.
Find those online. It's a great idea. Those listings are very good.
Danielle Lum says every year her company chooses a nonprofit as their cause. During the year, we offer them preferential pricing as well as marketing and public relations assistance. Further, we highlight them at our annual company birthday party, giving them a forum in front of 200-plus people, plus a fundraising opportunity. In the past, she said they've asked employees to sign up for team walks or donate for charity and donate their time. This has resulted in business from the nonprofits. They've been doing it for about 4 years. Plus, they tell other nonprofits and all their families and friends about us because they're so happy with our generosity. We do it because we believe in the cause and we believe in charitable giving, but the byproduct has been added business.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting.
We just did a whole article on that for Advantages, distributors who really give back to the community, and they get both, you know, the goodwill and the business mm-hmm. as a result.
I'd also suggest for companies that are looking for new business that, while the fourth quarter is a very busy time in this industry and probably for many companies, many distributors, now is a good point to speak to companies about their holiday giving plans. What are they doing from a corporate gift giving strategy or employee gift giving strategy? It's at that point where if people are thinking about it now, then they can get some pretty cool customizable stuff and personalized things that that you can sell to them, as opposed to them at the last minute going to their local retail store to get those gifts. So think about that as well.
Last one is Eric Campbell says, if you want to engage in niche marketing, a great way to start is with a niche you know. If you have a hobby, a club, a charity, an organization you think is underserved, put your hat in the ring. Your inside knowledge of that culture and the makeup of the group will be a great marketing tool.
That's a great
idea.
So
you could target, Boozy Housewives of Bucks County. Kathleen and I could go after Crazy Cat Ladies.
I think that should be a show.
Boozy Housewives
Boozy
of Bucks County.
Housewives of Bucks County. I look forward to seeing that on A&E.
I'd watch.
No, it would be on Bravo.
You're right. It would be on Bravo. It would be on something much worse than that. All right. Thanks for those, Michelle. We're going to head to take a break to hear from our show sponsor, Hanes. But when we get back, we'll hear about the top 10 hiring myths that are out there today.
Hanes branded printware has a new website designed specifically for screen printers and promotional product distributors. HanesInc.com features detailed product information and resources to help you make the most of Hanes t-shirts and fleece. For the first time, you can download high-res front and back holos of every product in every color in the format and resolution you need. Apparel pages are organized by color and product line, so you can easily find exactly what you're looking for. In addition to high-res holos, you will also find helpful sales tips on every product page. Each product is assigned a helpful return on investment scenario to illustrate the untapped return potential for you and your customers in every interaction. In our resources section, a dedicated return on investment page provides additional questions and insight to help you better understand how to meet your customers' needs with better products and better guidance. Visit HanesInc.com today for high-res holos, sales tips, and many more resources.
All right, welcome back to the Tuesday Morning Show, where we've been having some fun trying to ease Kathy back into the workplace after a week in Jamaica. So if you have any tips on how to ease back into the workplace after a week in, say, Jamaica or some said location, give us a ring at 215-953-4979 or email us at radio@asicentral.com. Kathy would be happy to read those on the air.
Yeah.
All
totally.
Right, Kathy, here we go. We're going to try to give you a topic and see how this works.
All right, let's see.
What, Let's give it a go. I'm seeing the top hiring myths
right
today. So what are they?
Okay, the first one is we need young people because they're highly energetic. And the reality is that people who have energy regardless of age. And you shouldn't limit your pool prematurely. The most people with the most experience often bring the most energy because they're highly motivated to succeed. Myth number two is the candidate has held too many jobs in recent years. And we all know that companies are changing at a rapid pace and employees come and go these days. In 1973, the average age of a business was about 60 years, but in 2009, it was 15 years. So a much better question to ask and answer is why did the candidate leave the job and what were the specific circumstances?
That's such an antiquated way to look at
it. It really is.
Like, oh, they've had three jobs in 3 years. There must be something wrong with
that.
That
is like very old school.
I also think just from an overall perspective, the resume thing is somewhat antiquated as well. Obviously, you need some background information, but if you're just trying to judge a candidate from what they say on a resume, then I don't think you're doing your job as a hiring manager as well. Like, there's other things out there to find. There's things online that you can find about somebody. There's you know, interviews that will tell you so much more about somebody than just what they say on their resume.
Exactly.
So there's more to see.
Right. Okay, myth number three, the candidate is working as a consultant, so he or she must have been downsized and isn't as good as someone who's been working full-time. The reality is, I mean, a lot of people are consulting these days and freelancing. Maybe the person has been doing highly regarded consulting for top firms and has valuable data, insights, and contacts that could benefit your company. So dig into the consulting work and the relationships that exist to see how the person's experience might help your firm. Another one is we should only hire people we know or those referred to us by somebody we know. But the reality is the best people come from a thorough search, and hiring managers know they may need to interview more than a handful to fully appreciate the available pool of candidates.
Is that really a myth? We should only.
What?
I mean, it's a myth.
You stumped us.
We should only hire people we know.
Well, Jeff, I think
to.
Companies encourage
Joe
that we do here with
phone.
The referrals.
I know you encourage it, but it's not a
well,
myth.
Well, you're getting
only.
Held up on the qualifier
well,
only.
Well, sure, I know. Well, I mean, that's just like, okay.
All right.
Go.
Okay, and I'll give you one more.
Don't get all uppity. It's all right, Joe. We're friendly here.
I'll give you one more. Okay, this one's a big one in this day and age. We won't consider candidates with online degrees. Most major universities are developing their online offerings, and within 10 years, an online degree will be the norm.
Michelle, I
know somebody here who thinks that way, and he's a moron.
Oh, who is it?
The person I'm going to be yelling at later.
So the real question should be, what did you learn, and how can you use that to help us succeed?
I agree. I agree with that.
I also think that people get too caught up in this industry specifically about hiring people with industry experience.
True.
You know, there's lots of people that can help your business that may not know anything about the industry and what we sell here, but they could help your company move forward. And, you know, you have to be open to that. It's the point of not just looking at a resume and, you know, not just only hiring people that you know. There's other industries that are service type industries that could also translate to this market. Mm-hmm. So don't close yourself off from lots of good candidates.
Plus people from other industries have contacts in those industries.
For sure. Yeah.
You know?
Very good. All right, Kathy, you're making a good comeback. Thanks for
that. Thank you.
Okay. Michelle.
She's going to power down.
She's going to power down by taking her microphone off, and then we'll know she's done.
Just lay down on the table and take a nap. She's going to nap now.
All right, Michelle, you talk a lot about packaging and why it is so important.
Yep.
So is it as important as the product itself?
I think so, yeah. Here's a statistic for you that I was not aware of. Guess what percentage of new products fail every year?
I would say 85.
Anybody else?
I'll
60.
I was going to go 70.
95.
All right.
Holy.
Joe wins. Macro. Closest.
Yeah. 95% of new products fail. The reason is simple. Most customers don't have the time or energy to weigh the advantages and disadvantages of the products in their shopping carts, so they use a shortcut to make their decision, and that shortcut is often packaging. So I said earlier when Joe was doing the initial rundown, you know, Tiffany's, of course, is the most iconic mm-hmm. example of packaging. You know, everybody knows that, you know, Robin's Egg blue box, right? Packaging is powerful because it tells consumers why your product and your brand are different. You know, Apple, of course, is known for its, you know, clean, simplistic, you know, hot design packaging. That's Johnny Ive really driving that. But he's got a very specific idea of how the packaging ties into their products. Also, it makes a certain sound, apparently, when you open. I, of course, do not own any Apple products by design. But if you open the packaging, it makes a certain sound that it cognitively ties to people to Apple products.
I'm calling you out on that.
I have not noticed that.
I'm calling you out on that. You have an iPod. That's an
You're
Apple
right,
product.
I do.
Oh,
okay.
You do?
All right, contrary.
You may now continue.
Wow, that was so strange.
Oh, my God.
Well, I saw you charging it the other week.
Yes.
It's green.
Yes, it is green.
Moving on.
Packaging can continue to influence a company's sales as it grows larger. Miller Coors sales slumped last year, but the Miller Lite Retro can bumped sales by nearly 5%.
I love that can. That was a great idea.
Are you
going
to disagree? Do you have any disagreements?
Okay.
No, I like
Miller Coors.
I think the retro yeah. packaging, that's really cool.
Well, they're charting that to the 5% sales growth sales.
Wow.
Poor packaging can have an even more dramatic effect. Australia recently introduced plain packaging laws for its cigarettes. The company's removal of branded packaging was aimed to discourage young people from smoking. So they can't use any logos. They can have no colors, nothing. It's just brown paper.
So it's like Repo Man.
Yes.
Yeah. Cigarettes.
Yeah, yeah. And that has been, they point to that as the biggest decline in smoking in Australia in 20 years.
Really?
Yep.
Wow. Interesting.
So here are things to keep in mind. Know your demographic. The Stark Robin's Egg Blue Box won't work for a company like Lowe's, which, of course, is, known
right.
for a more
right.
male demographic, more construction. So they have a very rugged brand logo and packaging. And says, don't be afraid to go bold. Make cheap packaging look chic and personalized. Good packaging doesn't have to be expensive. Make the packaging part of the experience. And, again, they use the example of Apple with that. I mean, it's so tied into the
yeah.
products. And, finally, consider eco-friendly options. It says 52% of people around the world make purchasing decisions partially due to the packaging if the packaging says that it's made from recycled material or eco-friendly material.
Gotcha. Yeah, I mean, it's a great upsell for
yeah.
distributors. They're often not thinking about packaging and how you can upsell that to clients. All right, Joe, so we've moved on to fall here.
Yeah.
But some people might still be stuck in that summer mode sales and marketing and business strategy.
True.
So how can they get out of that summer rut?
Okay, so you can do this all collectively as a company, okay? One of them is consider community service. So in other words, there's a local sports team that needs your help, not necessarily with equipment or with uniform stuff. They might need your help as a coach, as an administrator, as a field maintenance, or to work in a snack shack to sell goodies. So
you love bringing up the snack shack.
I love the snack shack, Andy.
I don't like the snack shack. I'm just saying.
You did have an Apple product, though. I was just pointing that out. You were saying you didn't.
It was done in a weird confrontational way.
It was.
It really was.
And then
so.
The only.
Anyway,
with him latching onto the word only.
Anyway, moving on.
Also, you can do things just for, a one-day event, a Habitat for Humanity. Get people out of the office. Unite it with one, common purpose. Foster a little friendly competition, whether that's a flag football league, whether it's a kickball league, whether it's a game show. Where you play games, that could be a lot of fun.
We just did that here at ASI.
We did. And Michelle competed.
I did.
She was awesome.
Wish I was here.
No, you don't.
No.
Joe asked in front of the large group of people for me to spell the word sobriety, and I retorted with a rejoinder in which I spelled a different word.
Yes, let's significantly move on.
She spelled it correctly.
Yes, I did. Perhaps it's a word that involves Summer's Eve.
Let's go. And with that, we'll post the rest of these on ASISocial.com/radio because I know we are running out of time, Andy.
We are indeed running out of time. We've left just enough of said time for our favorite things. Kathy, why don't you lead us off?
This show is a real free-for-all, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes, it is.
All right, so mine is... For coffee lovers everywhere, it's the 10-ounce Aztec Spooner Mug with a removable matching spoon and ceramic attached. It's from HIT Promotional Products, ASI 61125, and it meets FDA requirements. And I think you should suggest it for diners, cafes, and contact your HR clients about new employee welcome gifts.
Very good. All right. I like multifunction tools, and this is a 4-in-1 desktop tool. It removes staples, opens letters, tightens screws. Check it out. It comes from Erky, and that is ASI 52570, and you can see that online now at asicentral.com/radio. Joe, what do you have?
Andy, this it looks like a can, right? But it's a glass.
That's cute.
It's either the can glass or the glass can. Yeah, I like it a lot. It's great for microbrews. We were at a pub just a couple weeks ago, and a local brewery had taken over for the taps, and when you ordered one of their beers, you actually got to keep the glass that it came in. So
cool.
You can use it for that. It's great barware for any nightclub, pub, restaurant, and it can be used because it's brew. You can put what in there? Iced tea. So you don't have to just think about alcohol. I think it's a neat little item. It's 16 ounces. You can find it from Numo. Numo is ASI 74710. You can find them online at numomfg.com.
All right. Thanks, Joe. Michelle, bring us on home.
So mine is this cute little stainless pint glass that eliminates the worry of dropping and breaking your glass. It's great for tailgating and all sort of outdoor functions. It's available from anybody? Anybody?
Leeds.
You betcha. 66887, leedsworld.com.
All right, check all that out and more on our website at asicentral.com/radio. Unfortunately, we are out of time for today, but thanks for listening, and thanks for our show sponsor, Hanes. And we'll be back same time, same place next week. Have a good week, everybody.
Peace out.